What happens when someone diagnosed with 2 years to live decides those years are worth living after all? Stephen Hawking's story begins not with triumph, but with a death sentence at age 21. The young Oxford graduate, who'd coasted through his studies with deliberate indifference, suddenly faced ALS, a disease that would gradually imprison his body while his mind remained free. Then something remarkable happened. He dreamed he was about to be executed and woke up with a revelation. If he were given a reprieve, there were countless worthwhile things he could do. That dream became a 55-year reprieve, during which he revolutionized our understanding of black holes, wrestled with the universe's deepest mysteries, and became one of history's most recognizable scientists. His final gift, Brief Answers to the Big Questions, completed after his death in 2018, distills a lifetime of cosmic contemplation into accessible wisdom. It's not just about physics, it's about what it means to be human in an incomprehensibly vast universe. For millennia, humans invented gods to explain what terrified them. When science provides better explanations, the question isn't whether God exists, it's whether that question even makes sense. Hawking demonstrated the Big Bang created space and time simultaneously. There was no before for a creator to exist in. Asking what came before is like asking what's south of the South Pole. The question itself is meaningless. The universe required three ingredients: matter, energy, and space. Actually, just two. Einstein showed matter and energy are interchangeable. The positive energy of matter perfectly balances the negative energy in space itself, making the universe the ultimate free lunch. Quantum mechanics explains how particles spontaneously appear from nothing. Scale that up, and you have a universe that creates itself according to natural laws. Einstein's general relativity revealed the universe is expanding, galaxies racing away like dots on an inflating balloon. Run this backward, and everything converges to a singular point 13.8 billion years ago, confirmed by cosmic microwave background radiation. Hawking's no-boundary proposal suggests the universe has no edge in spacetime. The beginning wasn't a sharp singularity, but smoothly rounded, like Earth's North Pole, a point where north becomes meaningless. You can trace the universe back to the Big Bang, but there's no boundary, no moment requiring external cause. If there's no heaven, no afterlife, no cosmic plan, then this life becomes infinitely precious. We're not actors in someone else's play, but authors of our own story. With 200 billion stars in our galaxy and 100 billion galaxies in the observable universe, one in five stars may host a habitable planet. Yet, we've heard nothing but silence. Life appeared on Earth remarkably quickly after our planet became habitable, suggesting the chemical steps from non-life to life might be straightforward. But intelligence took 2.5 billion years to evolve from single-celled to multicellular organisms, suggesting complex life's probability might be vanishingly small. Intelligence might not be evolution's inevitable outcome, just one possibility among many. The asteroid that wiped out the dinosaurs 66 million years ago would have eliminated any human-sized creatures. Earth may have been extraordinarily lucky to avoid major collisions long enough for intelligence to develop. This creates the Great Filter, some barrier preventing life from becoming spacefaring civilizations. The terrifying question, is that filter behind us or ahead of us? Hawking supported the Breakthrough Listen initiative, but urged caution. Meeting a more advanced civilization might resemble the original inhabitants of America meeting Columbus. Perhaps the silence we hear isn't absence, but wisdom, advanced civilizations learning to listen rather than broadcast. Or perhaps we're simply the first, alone in the cosmic wilderness, but not for long. Black holes, objects so dense that nothing can escape their gravitational grip, sound like fiction, yet millions exist in our galaxy. They represent where Einstein's equations break down and our understanding of reality reaches its limits. Hawking's greatest discovery came in 1974. black holes aren't entirely black. Near the event horizon, virtual particle pairs constantly form. Usually, they annihilate instantly, but one particle might fall in while its partner escapes as Hawking radiation. The black hole gradually evaporates. This creates a profound paradox. When particles fall into a black hole, they carry information. When the hole evaporates completely, where does that information go? Quantum mechanics insists information cannot be destroyed. Recent breakthroughs suggest information might be stored on the event horizon itself, like a hologram. All information about a three-dimensional object encoded on a two-dimensional surface. The universe might be stranger than we imagined. Not three-dimensional space containing information, but information creating the illusion of space itself. Einstein showed space and time are intimately connected. Move faster through space, move slower through time. General relativity permits exotic solutions, like Gödel's rotating universe, where you could travel a closed loop and return to your own past. Wormholes might connect distant spacetime, but maintaining one would require matter with negative energy density. If time travel were possible, why haven't we been visited by tourists from the future? Hawking proposed the chronology protection conjecture, that physics prevents time travel, protecting history from paradoxes. In 2009, he tested this by hosting a party, announced only after it occurred. No one came. In January 2018, the doomsday clock reached 2 minutes to midnight, the closest to catastrophe since the Cold War. Climate change, nuclear weapons, pandemics, asteroids, and political short-sightedness threaten our existence. We add 200,000 people daily while burning fossil fuels that could render Earth Venus-like, 250°C with sulfuric acid rain, within centuries. Nuclear arsenals can destroy civilization multiple times over. Asteroid collisions remain inevitable. Hawking estimated humanity has perhaps 1,000 years before disaster strikes. Throughout history, humans facing crises colonize new lands, but Earth offers nowhere left to go. With just 0.25% of world GDP, we could establish a moon base within 30 years and reach Mars within 50. Planets like Proxima B, just 4.5 light years away, show Earth-like characteristics. Breakthrough Starshot aims to send laser-propelled starships to Alpha Centauri at 1/5 light speed, arriving in 20 years. Human colonization of other worlds is transitioning from science fiction to reality. The question isn't whether we'll leave Earth, but whether we'll do it in time. Everything defining civilization stems from intelligence. Cities, cures, space exploration. Now we're creating machines that learn and improve faster than us. With computers doubling in power every 18 months, they'll likely surpass human intelligence within a century. There's no fundamental difference between how brains and computers process information, only degrees of complexity. When AI improves itself without human help, an intelligence explosion could make machines smarter than us by more than we exceed snails. Benefits could be staggering, eradicating disease, ending poverty, reversing environmental damage. But creating AI might be humanity's last achievement unless we manage the risks. Near term, militaries develop autonomous weapons. Medium term, AI may automate jobs, bringing prosperity or devastating unemployment. Long term, no fundamental limits constrain AI's capabilities. A super intelligent AI pursuing misaligned goals would be catastrophic, not from malice, but competence. An AI optimizing paperclip production might convert Earth's matter into factories. Unlike fire, where we invented extinguishers after mistakes, AI requires getting things right the first time. Hawking joined Elon Musk and AI experts calling for serious research into AI's societal impact. Our future is a race between technological power and the wisdom to use it. A century after Einstein revolutionized physics through imagination, we possess greater tools, yet imagination remains our most powerful attribute. Hawking's teacher Dick Rintata revealed mathematics as the universe's blueprint when he was 14, igniting a lifetime of cosmic exploration. We stand at a crossroads. Climate change, population growth, extinction, and epidemics threaten survival. Yet revolutionary possibilities await. Mining the moon, establishing Mars outposts, finding cures, unlocking cosmic secrets. Scientific literacy is no longer optional. Hawking didn't believe in boundaries. In 50 years, we'll understand the Big Bang, how life began, and possibly discover life elsewhere. We'll create habitats on other planets, just the beginning of billions of years of flourishing throughout the cosmos. His final message resonates with urgency. Look up at the stars, not down at your feet. Make sense of what you see and wonder what makes the universe exist. Be curious. However difficult life seems, there's always something you can do and succeed at. The man given 2 years to live spent 55 years unlocking cosmic mysteries from a wheelchair, his body failing, but his mind soaring across the universe. Unleash your imagination. Shape the future. The universe is waiting, and time is running out.